USA News update. This weekend marks 10 years since the deadly bombing at the Boston Marathon. Three people were killed, more than 260 injured when two pressure cooker bombs went off at the finish line. There was a somber procession to commemorate the tragic anniversary yesterday. Bells rung, followed by a moan of silence to honor the victims and survivors. Security will be very tight for tomorrow's race. Abortion rights supporters take their cause to the steps of the Supreme Court.
The protest comes after a federal judge's ruling would limit access to the abortion drug mifepristone. The rally followed Justice Samuel Alito temporarily blocking the lower court ruling. Numerous people spoke, including Melissa Wasser of the ACLU, who argued a single judge shouldn't get to determine the entire nation's access to a medication. Alito's hold will remain in effect until midnight on Wednesday. I'm Jerry Marmash.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.